Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Ussery to recap Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting.
We are recapping Monday night's Knoxville City Council meeting. A little bit of a longer meeting, a couple of agenda items regarding KEDC. What can you tell us about what happened with those two items on the agenda?
The first item was a resolution proposing the sale of an interest in property, and for that resolution, it is two steps, the council deciding to move forward with the next steps of the purchase of the property, and then as well as setting a public hearing for the next meeting. So City Council received a proposal from KEDC to purchase the previous East Elementary property from the city. Within that, there was a request for the sale of each property, which they are requesting 10 lots be single family lots be placed on that property. It would be $2,500 per lot, so that's $25,000. And then additional $25,000 that would be a total of $50,000 that would be put towards a park to retain a park on the south side of that property. A larger part of that proposal was that the city would pay for the demolition of the property. And so the city will probably be the one that takes down that building regardless, but that is a large purchase, you know, we're estimating $250,000 up front for that demolition. And so the next step was to approve an agreement with KEDC for 5 years. And in the past, when KEDC initially started, the city did have a 3-year agreement with KEDC to invest in the Economic Development Corporation for $100,000 each year. And then after those 3 years, the city has continued to invest in KEDC, but there has not been a written agreement. It's been through our budget process that council has continued to do that. So having another formal agreement for 5 years is beneficial. It would be $50,000 instead of $100,000. And so that is the way that the city could be paid back for that $250,000 upfront investment. The proposal to purchase the property and set the public hearing was approved by council last night. And then the 5-year agreement was tabled. City Council had the discussion, but if they move forward with the sale of the property, they would approve that 5-year agreement at the same time as the development agreement.
All right. Well, a pretty straightforward step in the VA campus redevelopment project. I understand an important one, though. What was passed last night?
Yeah, Council has had several conversations with County Board of Supervisors as well as school, because they are involved in this concept, in approving the concept one. There was 3 concepts that were proposed through Confluence, and they approved Confluence's concept one plan last night, and it was the formal step that the Board of Supervisors needed to continue their process in issuing bonds, as well as our 28E agreement that we're working through with them. And so just formally approving that concept and having that on record that concept one is the one that we will be working towards.
The goal setting report was on the agenda last night. What happened there?
In March, Council held 2 work sessions. They were action planning sessions, actually, with City Council and department heads. And we talked about what we would like to see in the community, progress we would like to see in the next 2 years. And so the outcome of that was this goal setting report. And the report kind of walks through those sessions and how, and the conversations in those. And then we also had committees that were organized and tasks that each committee would work towards completing over the next 2 years. And so this report is formalizing all of what the actions that were taken in those sessions. And so now that that is approved, the committees can now start meeting. They'll meet quarterly and then report back to the City Council on how they are progressing in those tasks over the next couple of years.
All right, well, that about wraps up as far as the meeting was concerned. I understand we do have a downtown assessment coming up. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there.
Yeah, so before we know it, it'll be May. And the beginning of May is when the downtown assessment will be held. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, 5 members of that group will be coming down to do the assessment. You may have seen the community survey out on our Facebook for that. And if you haven't filled that out yet, I would encourage residents to complete that survey. It's a brief survey of what you would like to see in our downtown, what it makes you feel like now, as well as the changes you would like to see. And so the press release will be going out in the next couple weeks for that, and people will start seeing more information. But But yeah, that will be held beginning of May.
Thanks to Knoxville Interim City Manager Heather Ussery for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.